Good evening. This is KC2YXN, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priorities at all times and may break the net at any time. So at this point, do we have any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on November 17th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Art and Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend, and amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find our preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. This is KC2YXN, net control, and I'm going to do a call for any stations that are portable, battery-powered, or mobile. So do we have any stations wishing to check in? I am now listening for Echo Link check-ins. Are there any stations on Echo Link who would like to join us this evening? I will pause for 15 seconds. This is KC2YXN, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Kathy.
KC2NBU, good evening.
WA2U.
Okay, we have George, Ray, and John. Are there any other folks who would like to join us this evening? Please call now. Okay, George, you're up first. So how are you this evening, and how's the temperatures where you are?
Well, good evening, Kathy and Ray and everybody else on the net. We got a temperature here of 32 degrees. Just heard it's freezing now. High was 46. Did have sunshine today. Sometimes dim, sometimes bright, sometimes clouds. About the variety, but no rain. And found out that social services said the way things are and the fact they can't get enough health aides for my mother to stay home with me. And the nursing home Medicaid went through, so starting next month, it seems that, I don't know just which day or whatever, she's going to be going to the nursing home, and that's going to be it for her, I guess. Just like the doctor used to say, it's the definition of a nursing home, and please don't put this on as a joke, but he called it God's waiting room. Well, okay, so then I was driven nuts for almost 3 hours on the computer. I got into that Adirondack Praise thing, and I saw there was this Live 360 attached to it, 365. I could get easy listening, lounge music, and stuff like that, which I like, especially the orchestral easy listening. So, got there. Boy, I couldn't get the thing to play for anything. I tried 3 or 4 different players and everything. Every time, being blocked, being blocked, being blocked. So finally, I found there was a way to take AdBlock off for just one particular site. So I did, took it off for that site, and sure enough, everything came through. So That was a total, shall we say, or complete disaster there. With that, we'll say God bless, and 73s and 2 PFM clear.
Well, George, you know, it's funny you talk about black stuff on the computer. We were trying to download a digital red version of QST, and I kept trying to get, it was a zip file, and I kept trying to unzip it, and it said it's empty. So I went into properties, and I found out I had to unlock it, which has never happened before with a zip file with us, but that's really interesting it happened to you as well. Well, we're going to keep your mom and you in our prayers as usual, but it's great to hear from you. So, next on the list, we have Ray. And how are things in your area?
Well, we've got 35 degrees up on the hill here, and we're just settling down to watch the World Series, and just going to call it a night and take it easy. Over.
Well, good. That's good. Do you have a lot of kids on, over Halloween?
No, I don't think we've had any kids visit here on Halloween night in probably about 5 years. Most of the kids in the neighborhood have grown up. Maybe in a few years we'll have some of the neighbors' grandkids. I don't know. I guess they've got some grandkids growing up. I guess still too young to trick-or-treat. So we have candy just in case. But not in a while.
Well, we've only been here about not quite 2 years, and we haven't had any either. We're about a quarter mile from any people anyway, but, yep, I don't think we have any young kids on our row either, so on our road. So anything else to add for us this evening, right?
Nope, just glad the wind is over with. We lost the first tarp off the wood pile. It tore it to shreds. And then the second tarp we put on there, that blew off too. So there was no keeping the wood pile dry during that storm, that's for sure. I can only imagine what the poor people had down south had to put up with. The winds two and three times as strong as what we saw. Must have been awfully bad.
Oh, I know. We have friends that are about 2 miles from us, and they were without power probably about 5 hours. We lost just for a blip the other night, and we didn't lose any power, though, thank goodness, but we're all set for that, so. Okay, Ray, well, you have an awesome weekend, and I'm really glad you checked in with us. I hope your team wins. Alrighty, next up is WA2U.
WA2U. Well, good evening to everyone on frequency and those that are out there listening this evening. And I guess Kathy mentioned, I think it's 28 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. We're lucky with our, I learned last year, we have a tarp, it's about 19 feet long, one of them, well, we have a couple of them actually, and 10 foot wide, and they have eyelets along the side. And they're used on trucks, so truck cover, so they have flaps. Well, what I did last year, I went out there and I thought, oh boy, someone already decided they want the tarp more than we do. And it was just on the other side of the wood pile, but trying to put it back on, the wind was blowing, so what I did is I ended up getting, it looks like parachute cord, and I tied the eyelets to, all the wood is on pallets, it's 8 foot wide, and then the pallets are probably, we've got probably 60 foot of length of pallets, and then they go to the logs. But anyways, every 4 feet I tied the ropes down. And it works rather nicely. It gets the air through the wood, and the tarps aren't in some other county. But it's amazing the stuff that was blown around, and last night we were listening to a lot of the, last night and the night before, a lot of National Grid frequencies. So they were very, very busy out there. But as Kathy mentioned, we're all set. The generator's all fueled up. Got the fuel in the tank and checked the oil and got the optimum battery charge up out here on the shop. So we're all set there. George, you made a comment the other night. I forgot to comment on it. We have a digital scanner, and I'm glad we did. We have a few counties program, mainly fire, police, and rescue. And if everyone wants to know, you can always go to radioreference.com, and they have quite a list of frequencies that are out there. But I think a lot of it's APCO 25, and they have the trunking systems and stuff, but usually these scanners are all around $400 or more, but we have a handheld, and it picks up stuff. We're lucky. I think we get a lot of the feed off in Star Hill. But if you don't have the digital stuff, sooner or later when everything switches to digital, you won't be able to hear anything. So anyways, I'll turn it back to Nat. Tomorrow morning, I plan on going into a camp with a friend of mine, Mark, and I, and we're going to try to get the door installed. We worked on the floor last Saturday, and we have a portable propane heater, which works really nice for the camp, so it heats up things really quick. And we got a generator, so maybe we can get the door installed tomorrow and button it up a little bit more for the season. So turn it back to Nat, and maybe there'll be some other people joining us. Yes, and tomorrow's a lot of places is the pumpkin patrol, so a lot of the fire and rescue frequency should be busy, and I guess the curfew in Boonville is at 9 p.m., so says the moose this morning while listening. So kids have got to be in by 9, and our nearest neighbors are about 800 or 900 feet away, and even if there were kids on the road here, they'd probably be quite a distance for them to walk. Anyways, we have some goodies if they do show up. WATU, back to Net.
Okay, thank you, John. Well, good thing about the goodies, if no one comes knocking on your door, it's, oh, shucks, someone's got to eat those. Okay, this is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-ins. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this point? This is KC2YXN. Okay, before I close the net this evening, I'll do my little Friday night joke. So here we go. Did you know that the name Tupperware came from the Dutch phrase, "There is the top." I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net. I'd like to thank everybody who checked in this evening. We had not quantity, but quality. George, Ray, and John checked in with us this evening. Good to talk to you fellows. And now we will turn the frequency to regular amateur use. Everybody have a safe and happy weekend. Weather looks like it's going to be pretty good. I'm going to go and watch some cider getting pressed. So get some fresh cider. Everybody, have a great weekend. 73 and 88 to all. This is KC2YXN, clear.
Stations that would like to check in tonight, whether without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations come now, please, after the tail drops, please.
And 5 AOW, good evening, Jack.
KC2NBU, good evening, Jack.
Okay, very good. Small Clinic now, 10-5 AOW. Good evening, Bob. KC2NBU, good evening, Ray. Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated. And we're looking for any additional stations that would like to check in tonight. After the tail drops, please.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
KD2AIT. Hello, Jeff. Thank you for checking in. Much appreciated. And we're looking for any additional stations with or without traffic. After the tail drops, please. Okay, thank you all for checking in tonight. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3's to all. Have a good evening and good day tomorrow. KA2000.